This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain. We see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know.
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
That's 1-800-747-3733.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true. You do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Toby, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube review for free. Hey. This one time for the Twitch. Aye. This one time for the text. Aye. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, morning, everybody.
Tobin and Leroy here with you. A brand new week is ahead of us. It's all there for us. Hello, Leroy.
What's up?
How are you, man?
Got my Big Ten championship shirt.
Oh. It's all looking up for you, dude.
Yep.
It's all looking up for you. You told me that game was unwatchable, though, yesterday. Was it no bueno?
Oh, my God. It was 23-21 at the half.
Jeez.
I'm telling you what. You know the Heat have given up third quarters.
Well, yeah. We call it the fourth. Right. It's moved to the fourth quarter.
Right. It was a third game.
Oof.
If I didn't have, you know, I didn't keep, only reason I kept a side eye on it because it was Michigan. Holy smokes.
Yeah, that sounds about what's been going on with me every time the Heat play. Now, I was like, if it wasn't the Heat, there's no way I would watch this product.
But I don't understand.
There's no way I would watch this product, but it is. Right. So I'm sitting there and,
The problem is you'll be watching a game and it'll go back and forth or the Heat will go on a run. And they say the games are, you know, a series of runs. How come when the other team goes on the run, you can't stop it?
I don't know.
Like, they start taking bad shots, making bad passes. It's not because the other team necessarily gets extremely hot. It has more to do with the fact that they get three times the amount of chances that you get. So when they make a bucket and you miss yours, it's a run. But it's not because they're lighting it up.
Yeah, it's a marvel. They found every which way to lose. They had a spirited effort on Friday against the Celtics, and then fourth quarter comes around and they poop the bed as per usual. And then they didn't even bother on They didn't even bother on Saturday night. Saturday night, they've midway through third quarter, it was tap machine time. They were done. And you could tell. The game was close, right?
The game was relatively close.
Which one?
Against the second game, not the Celtics.
Grizzlies? Wait.
Let me preface this by saying it was within reach. So you never thought. And then I went to go do something and I came back and they were down by 20. And I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, I think they got to like 12. Like Bam came out of the third quarter cooking. And I'll never forget, like, I was, like, watching. I was like, all right, he's getting it going because he was kind of having a quiet night again. I'm like, all right, I don't know what's going on. We going back to pre-All-Star band? What's going on here? And then, like, Tyler Hero just decides, nah, boy wonder time now. And just, like, completely forgets Bam and just throws up these bricks. Bam's, like, in the corner. He's cooking. Tyler's like, nah, I got this, dude. Brick. And it was like, you know, they were responding with three balls and it was over. And I'm just like, all right, cool. That was a spirited effort.
And the other thing is, why do the Heat struggle more when the other team's star doesn't play?
I think they struggle, you know, just in general.
So I think they'll struggle. Are you at the acceptance stage right now?
Oh, I've been at the acceptance stage.
They've broken you.
I've been at the acceptance stage. I would say
they've broken you.
Broken is a strong word because, like,
well, come on.
I mean, like, what do you mean by broken?
I'm gonna tell you what he means. No matter what was going on, no matter what the situation was,
mm-hmm.
your ass would come in here and say, "But they went to the finals out of the play-in, Heat in five."
Yeah, but I mean.
Haven't heard that in 3 months.
Yeah, but I knew that wasn't going to happen after they traded Jimmy. Like, Jimmy was the reason for that.
Jimmy being, you mean, see, and here's the problem. You could put that on trading Jimmy. Jimmy wasn't doing crap when he was here.
I don't want to have this pointless quibble again because, like, you and I are not going to see eye to eye on this, and I don't know where you come from on that. To put that there, but I would say go look at his Warriors record, and it seems like whatever he's doing, it seems like it's doing just fine because they don't lose. But man, where was it over for me, Vlad? Like where I was just like, this is like rock bottom.
I feel like
I'm looking over February.
Wow, so February because I've ladies and gentlemen. Go check out the Tobin channel on the YouTube. You know, like, subscribe, follow, comment. Watch you over the last three games.
It's been getting worse and worse?
It's Leroy. It's not even to the point where it's almost like as if he's drinking his water. It's like H2O. Yeah. I'm going
through that Casamigos a little too fast.
Like it's not even a shot anymore. It's just like a splash of water. Like the frustration. The he's upset with Spo. Like he's really upset with Spo. But he's gonna give Spo a pass because it's Spo. But he's upset with Spo and he's upset with Riles and he's upset with the whole season as a whole.
The Celtics game really pissed me off, but from like a big it's not because we lost to the Celtics. It's that we lost to the Celtics and it's like it was kind of just a staple of they have not beaten that team in their building. First of all, I think they've lost him six straight times. But they haven't beaten them in that building since game three of the Eastern Conference Finals. And they just come into that building every single time and they just trounce you. And so like it was last, you know, I was more zen during the week because I'm just like I'm laughing at this point at the way they lose. But the Celtics are like losing to the Celtics is always going to piss me off. Just like whenever you lose to a rival, it's gonna piss you off. Just like when they lose to the Knicks. I hate losing to the Knicks no matter what.
They're better.
It doesn't matter. I understand they're better. No one like I didn't get on there saying, "Oh, we're just with this team." But it's like it's where it stands for. It's like here we are, and the Miami Heat's last maneuver to combat the Celtics was to trade a first round pick for Terry Rozier, and Terry Rozier got the DNP coach's decision against the Celtics, and they don't have Jimmy Butler, and it's like here are the Celtics, and it's like what do they do when the Heat kick their ass? They you know, they're going and they're getting Porzingis and they're getting Drew Holiday and they did actual maneuvers to substantially improve their roster when the Heat just kind of kicked their feet up and are just like, nah, we'll see what happens.
You know why? Want me to tell you why?
Tyler's coming back. Because
while the Celtics were making moves and bringing in players, you know what the Heat were doing? Heat culture.
Yeah.
Heat culture.
They Heat cultured it. They're like, oh, we're getting Tyler back. This is going to be great. Don't worry about it. And
but talent is talent.
Yeah. Talent is talent.
And you have lack of.
You can play with all of the enthusiasm and culture you want to. At some point, no matter how hard you play, you got to have some talent to beat these other teams.
And yeah. they don't have it. They don't have
and
as
here's
much.
The other thing. The other thing is this. Over the last 10 years, the Heat have been very selective about who they play, what the rotation is. A guy could have 5 threes one night and the next night play 2 minutes, right? To the point where now nobody on the team besides the starters have consistent minutes. And what has happened and what I feel has happened is you have prolonged the young players' process through, you know, getting to a certain point. So, for example, use the old 10,000 rep mantra. You remember the book, 10,000 reps, you do anything 10,000 times?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. So, on other teams, when a guy gets drafted in the first round, he may get his 10,000 minutes in 2 or 3 years, right? How long, you know, he's playing, they throwing him out there to get his minutes. Kind of how we feel about quarterbacks, mm-hmm. right? But on this team, a guy could have 20 and 10, and Spo goes, go to Sioux Falls for a minute. So those minutes, those 10,000 minutes get stretched
Khalil
out.
Earl, you keep, like, I think he played like one game for Sioux Falls this year. You keep making it seem like Spo sent him there for a month.
All of his learning should have been at this level based on this team's needs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But he's done that with a lot of young players. Like, look at what Dunks. Dunks is the roller coaster of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is, and it's always been, if it takes a certain amount of time to get to a certain level, why are we extending that time frame to where we never really know? And they've done it with a lot of young players. Whereas other teams say, we're going to take our lumps now, but this kid is a player. And in a year or two, he's going to figure it out. We don't do that. And so now this is, you know, Kalel's in and out. He's got some things he got to learn. I get that.
He played well on on Saturday. It was right. It was one of the lone bright spots. He probably had one of his better offensive games in a while.
In order for him to get some more consistency.
Until, you know, except when Terry Rozier was stealing the basketball from him, which was mind-blowing. Happy birthday, Terry, by the way. Leroy, did you see that play where Terry Rozier stole the basketball from him?
No.
I'm like, that has to be a joke, right? Because I saw it in real time, and I'm like, maybe I'm drunk already. I don't know what I just witnessed. But Terry Rozier, Khalil Ware just hits a three ball, right? So you're like, all right, what do you do in basketball? It's a little thing you like to call feed the hot hand. And so Jaime gets an offensive rebound. He sees that ogre, Zach Edey, slow to get out to the wing where Khalil Ware's standing out there. So Khalil Ware is like waiting for the ball. And like out of nowhere, Terry Rozier flies in front of Khalil Ware. He takes the pass like a pick six and is like, let it rain. And of course it didn't go in. Nowhere close. Like you saw it as soon as it left his hand. You're like, that is no shot of going in.
Why are you explaining it like Looney Tunes?
I'm just trying.
I feel like an anvil fell on the floor.
I'm trying to make it seem. I'm trying to just like get. I'm going to send this to you so you can understand.
Don't forget. You got to, and the Looney Tunes music with the little caption, let it rain.
Yeah, like it was unbelievable what I was watching. And I'm like, dude, this guy has done it all. He's passed to nobody. He has blown layups. He has, he's airballed threes. But I've yet to see like, Bam used to get mad at him because he stole rebounds. I've never seen him just steal the basketball actively out of a player's hands. And he just, I just sent it to you, Leroy, so you can see this clip from the game. But it was like, it was still a game. It was still a game. It was an 8-point game. And Khalil Ware, you know, had just hit a three. Jaime's trying to feed him again. But nope, Terry Rozier's like, pick six, house call. Like, that's, it was, Vlad, did you see the play?
Yes.
What was your, when you saw this thing and you saw Terry Rozier do that?
I don't really want to know what I was thinking.
I want to know.
Those allegations?
Dude.
Seem to be, you know what I mean? Like, he makes plays. He does plays. When you have an allegation, right, there's just certain things you shouldn't do.
What? No.
You're watching it right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait.
There's certain allegations with somebody.
But here's the thing. Here's why I'm confused. How did he steal it going behind him?
Right.
How much room is there there? Khalil had his hands up. What?
Khalil's like, whoop. He's like, Khalil's ready. He's like, I'm feeling it right now. Khalil hits the three. And like, they get, all right, we get a little hustle. The young guys were getting it going. And Terry Rozier's like, And I'm just trying to figure, like, I'm not putting this all on. Like, I just want to be clear here. This season has not been derailed just by Terry Rozier. There's been plenty of suck to go around. But I'm telling you, when I watch this player and some of the things that he does on the basketball court, I'm trying to think to myself, what is he doing? And yes, when Vlad says, also, like an anvil, there's an investigation hanging over, and you see plays like that, or you see like the OKC game, you're like, whoa, but is there something to this? Because
it
doesn't make sense. This man's been playing basketball his whole life.
I got to give Albie Auth credit. He said Terry went full Carlton Banks. I don't know if you ever saw that Fresh Prince of Bel-Air show episode when he was jealous of Will Smith getting all the attention. So he stole the ball from Will and shot the ball. He thought it was going in and it was a complete air ball.
It doesn't make any sense, Vlad. It doesn't make any sense.
No, and this is why I tell you that I think that you might be, if you're not broken, you're cracked. Because it's like,
It was funny because, yeah, again.
You know what the worst part is, and this is where I normally don't feel for Tobin, but here's why I feel for him, because I know how much he loves the Heat.
It's his favorite team.
You can sit down and watch all these games, and after every game you go, what in the hell just happened? And it's not being able to explain it. And then here's what put you on the tequila. It's not even the game. To hear him talk about it after the game.
Oh, my God.
You're like, I'm like, are y'all playing the same game I'm watching? Hey, that is not what's happening.
Finally, Spo finally said something like, we're not living up to the standard. I'm like, you think? You think?
It's not here. I think it has to be something with what they're being asked to do. It does.
I think he's throwing
because it seems like, you know what? If I put five Heat players out there and make me the coach, right? And I say, go play basketball. I feel that they would be more comfortable and be able to play basketball because they would take it upon themselves to do certain things. But sometimes when you get coached to do certain things, it doesn't quite reflect what you're trying to do on the basketball court.
Yeah.
And a lot of the young guys look like they're trying so hard to earn minutes that they're not playing basketball.
We'll take a break. We'll hear a little bit from Spo after that last game.
Do we have to?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, oh, you have to, because he said something I've never heard in my life.
Yeah, we'll take a break. 15 minutes of heat. Next. Drum-pum. Ah, 15 minutes of heat here for you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. 15 minutes of heat brought to us by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online, hollywoodkia.com. Your Miami Heat, they lose both games over the weekend. They fell to the Memphis Grizzlies on Saturday night, 125-91, and they lost to the Boston Celtics on Friday night, 103-91. They will be back at it tonight to continue this little two-game trip. They will take on the New York Knicks tonight at 7:30.
Great.
You could sneak this one.
You said that on Friday. You thought this would be the one because you guys are coming back from that West Coast trip. No Brunson again tonight, right?
No, Brunson's not coming back until maybe the last week of the regular season.
I thought you guys were going to win that game against the Warriors, man.
I wanted that Cat and Dre. I wanted him to shut Draymond up.
Said he blew right by Cat for the win.
Ah, that was horrible.
That was tough. I mean, these Warriors don't lose, though, man.
Did Jimmy influence?
I know. It's very annoying. It's very annoying. But
he's not even putting up good numbers.
Nope. But it doesn't matter. He just brings he brings an essence, dude. To watch Jimmy Butler is to know Jimmy Butler. It's like if you just looked at the box score, you wouldn't get it. But they don't lose with him. They don't lose games anymore. But the Knicks and Heat, 7:30 is your tip off tonight from the Garden. 6:15 pre-Heat. Miami Heat, they have lost 7 in a row, 8 out of 9. And they are 8 games under .500. If they lose tonight, Leroy, if the Miami Heat end up losing this game tonight, it would be the first 8-game losing streak that the Miami Heat have had since the 15-win season.
Damn. It left Leroy speechless.
Thanks,
It left Leroy speechless.
I know we don't want to be quiet on the radio, but Vlad just going, damn.
No, you're talking like the Miami Heat lose tonight because they had a 7-game losing streak last year, which was an odd one. But they lose tonight. You're talking 2 eras, expansion team era and tanking team era. That's what you're talking about. Like, that's the the consistency of the Miami Heat does not make for a lot of these in their franchise's history. But you lose tonight, you're right there with Blake Ahern. That's where you're at.
Blake Ahern?
Yep.
Jeez.
Go look him up.
Didn't you have an Alec Ogg or something like that?
Sure did.
Was it around that time?
Dude.
That was the Rory Sparrow 8 time?
This is a hard time right now, Vlad.
Oh, these are hard times.
Let me hear from Eric Spoelstra.
No.
After the loss to the Grizzlies, he discussed the standard the Miami Heat are not living up to. Here was Spo.
You know, enough has been said in the locker room, but we have a certain standard of how we expect to play and compete. We did not meet that standard tonight. When we meet that standard, it doesn't mean that we're going to win. You know, obviously, we're struggling to figure out, you know, how to win games. But last night, we met a standard from a competitive standpoint. Tonight, we did not.
Nope. And they have not.
Are you making it sound like you have on other nights?
He has been saying that up until, like, the Clippers game. Then he was like, oh, those Clippers, they kind of kicked our ass. And I was like, yeah, they did.
Till it became just...
But if you saw this team play, like, if you saw this team in scraps with the Bulls and the Hornets, you're like, well, let's just look at the teams they're about to take on. How is this going to get better? If you can't beat the Hornets and the Bulls, who... You know, Bulls are like having a scrappy moment, but the Hornets are awful. And Miles Bridges is feeding you 35. What do you think? Desmond Bane's not gonna? Jason Tatum's not gonna? You think that Cat's not gonna? Like, you're setting yourself up. You're looking like, yeah, maybe on a West Coast, Vlad, maybe on a West Coast back to back. But I would almost feel better if they beat the Warriors. Now that they're pissed off, they're going to come in there and have like, oh, thank God, Heat, get right game.
You know what's weird about you?
What's up?
This is the total opposite of what you've been saying the last month. Like,
have you not been listening to me this last month? Because no, I don't know what you're referring to.
I haven't. It's gradually gotten to the point where your positivity can no longer sustain the situation.
I think I've held it appropriately. You got mad at me when I shook ping pong balls.
Yeah. I went and bought some this weekend. I'm going to start shaking them.
are we all going to watch the tournament so that we can see possible?
Oh, yeah. We're scouting.
Yeah, we're scouting right now. We're scouting. Right? Okay.
Oh, we're scouting.
I got to tell you, I watched about 3 minutes of Michigan, Wisconsin. And I was like, wow, a lot of intangibles on the floor.
Dude, intangibles are making a comeback, man.
Yeah, but you know what's crazy, Vlad? They're not American. So do they count?
Yes.
Okay.
He's
okay.
Trying to
what is it? What? He's only trying, intangibles are American?
He's like, trying to take as many intangibles away from us. If they don't, what are they?
I'm just saying, like, Michigan has a lot of foreign guys on their team.
They've always had. Remember the Wagner brothers?
It would be like me taking Shea away from you.
Is a Wagner, can a Wagner be an intangible? He's German.
That's lit, like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's honestly, that's more intangible.
We claim Tiger.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
A Wagner? Have you seen how Mo Wagner plays basketball?
It ain't
the good one. Is that the good one or the bad one?
He's not bad. He's intangibles. Like, he plays. Franz is the one who's like.
He's the hacker. Know,
the good one, even though the Magic have not been very good either.
Mo's the hacker. Franz is the good one.
Yeah, Franz is the good one.
Right.
Because Franz scored damn near 30 against us, right?
Yep.
Franz and the boys beat Cleveland last night.
Yep.
Snapped their.
Two full games in front of the Heat. The Heat are right there in that ninth spot. Which means they would be in the play-in where they have to win two play-in games, which they're not going to do.
Oh, doesn't sound like it.
I mean, Leroy, have you watched the team?
Yes. Listen, I've come to this a lot longer ago than you. Is that for the last few years, I've watched this team.
I can't do this with the last few years thing, dude. Like, if you're not saying, like, this is amongst the worst Heat basketball teams in the last 15 years.
Yes, I'm not saying this team is worse or better.
I am. They're worse.
I'm just saying from if you look at it from an organizational standpoint, right, they're looking at it as we've been playing like this can't be sustainable. This is not, you can't go into a year playing hoping that you get into playing. So the frustration I could tell probably with the organization is, why are we here? Right? You can put some of it on injuries. You can put some of it on, you know, guys missing a lot of time, whatever you want. But you are here. And you've been here, regardless of what the results have been in the play-in, you have been here for the last few. You can't.
I don't understand how, like, but I don't understand how you equate being 8 games over to 8 games under. I don't understand how that's the same.
Here's the thing that you don't get that I understand. Okay? Every year is different in that what it takes to qualify for the postseason is going to be different. Sometimes the conference leader only has 55 wins. Other times they have 65 wins. It's just every year is different in what it takes to qualify for the postseason. So you can't compare the seasons. You can't compare, okay, 2 years ago we were 8 games over 500. Okay? No. Because you have to look at where your positioning is in the conference.
But why? But that seems respectfully, that seems stupid. Like, why would you? Because you're just like, nah, 8 seed's an 8 seed, 9 seed's a 9 seed.
Yes,
that's stupid.
Because every year is different.
Okay, but
what it takes to be an 8 seed,
you're right, but,
versus what
okay,
it takes to
you're
be,
saying every year is different, but you're calling it the same. You know what I mean? Like, that's why your argument has no legs.
I'm not calling it the same. What I'm saying is that every season, what is required to get in the postseason is different. So you can't go into last year, or 2 years ago. Oh, 2 years ago, we were 8 over. If you were still the same seed, you still scored the same on the test, regardless of what your numbers were.
So you're grading on a curve?
Yes, every year is on a curve because what it takes to qualify is different every year.
So you think that this is the same?
Sometimes you can qualify for the postseason without even having a winning record.
All right.
And other times those... All right, case in point. New England was 11-5 1 year and didn't even make the playoffs.
But you think... Okay, that's fine. That's fine. But I would say, even if you were to look back reasonably, you say, hey, that was a pretty good New England team.
Yeah.
Okay? And mm-hmm. It's like the Dolphins fan, it's like the Dolphins who want to wave, oh, we've won five years in a row, winning record. It's like, yeah, but you were 8-8 every single year. They just added games. It's kind of fugazi. It's so fake record.
You guys are kind of making the same argument.
Not really.
No, like, because here's what he's trying to say. He's trying to say the Heat have been who they are been like the last couple of years. It's just that they've gotten away with it, and it finally caught up to them the same way we've all been talking. We were talking about the Kansas City Chiefs not winning. They were winning games, but they were getting away with it, and then sooner or later they were going to get their ass handed to them, which they did in the Super Bowl. Leroy's trying to say he's seen this Heat team play like this for the last
But they haven't. Like, that's the thing. Like, I understand you guys want to say that, but they haven't. They've gotten outscored. Guys, they're the worst fourth quarter team worse than the Jazz. They've been outscored worse than the fourth quarter. That's not the Heat of the last 2 years. I don't understand why you're making this argument.
Here, you're right. I'm not going to sit here and say the reasonings behind where they are haven't been different, okay? But I'm looking at the situations, and every year we've come up with a different argument as to why they're in the same spot. And so my solution is do whatever you can to not be in this spot. But for the last, we were saying, hey, as soon as everybody comes back, oh, as soon as Jimmy get back in January, we're going to go on this run and we're going to do this. And we end up in the same seeds from 7-10 every year. So while what you're saying is right and that this year has been different as to why they are here, okay, what I'm saying is, but they're still in the same spot. This year may be worse. with how they've gotten here. I understand that. But big picture, if you're looking at this team over the last 2 or 3 years, right? You're looking at it as we've been playing with fire for too long. You can't keep going into the play-in and then losing the first game and then going on a run. You think that's sustainable?
Yeah, but they lost last year by losing Jimmy Butler. Like that,
you ain't got no Jimmy Butler anymore.
That's my point, though. Like you, I know you can say it's an aberration. Whatever, that's fine. Did I say that right?
Aberration.
Aberration.
Yeah.
Aberration isn't that a person?
I feel like
apparition is a
aberration,
ghost. Apparition is a ghost, right?
Aberration.
But I would say having Jimmy Butler for stretch runs in the second, I get it. He's not the perfect player. He misses a lot of games, and it's annoying that he'll have games where he scores 15. But there is something about him where this is going to be his third team in the last 6 years that has shown a huge ability to crank it up. I would say the evidence is more there that he's that X factor than it is that he's not.
And all that I agree with, but you weren't getting that Jimmy.
Well, yeah, because they didn't want to pay him.
for whatever reason.
But then here's Leroy's point. Even if you pay Jimmy, you might end up in the same situation you've been the last 3 years.
And not this year they would have. But maybe.
What he's saying is enough of the playing.
I doubt, but you may be right.
You're doubting it, but I have recent history.
Yeah, but your recent history isn't the same. Like your recent history, we had this argument 2 years ago, and your logic and your reasoning was wrong. I was right.
Because they ended up going on a run?
Yeah.
Dude, you cannot keep being in the play-in and hoping for the one result that you got the one time. That's not good. You can't run an organization like that, or you can't think that every year you're going to do what happened one time.
Yeah, well, they better hope what their bet was, because they took your path. What they better hope is that Jimmy Butler doesn't end up holding a trophy at the end of this year and that he falls off like crazy the next 2 years, because that was the bet they made and why they didn't pay him.
We have it documented. You would have gone on the record. You would have paid Jimmy.
Yes.
I would not have.
That's cool. But they bet, hey.
And the reason why they didn't was because you need him to play more.
Okay.
And if that wasn't, if that wasn't going to happen and we don't extend you, then fine. The other thing is that
you better hope
what? If Jimmy had made this stink in the summer, it would have been done then.
He did.
But he came back and said, we're good. I'm a hoop.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't do it.
I understand. I'm aware of what happened. Okay. I'm aware of what happened. But they had to probably, I think the Heat were in a spot where they probably should have known their guy a little bit better and known the situation better. They should have. Here's the thing.
What a coinky dick.
This is the thing where I don't want to hear from the Miami Heat about what he was like behind the scenes. And like, oh, well, we kept a lot of things under wraps. And you guys don't know what a nightmare he was. It's like, well, let me get this straight. If you had all this data behind the scenes and you knew that was a possibility, then why bring him into the fold then, dude?
Here, I don't even care about all that nonsense, right? Like, my only issue with all of this was Jimmy wanted to get maxed out while playing 60 games a year.
Wait till Tyler wants to get maxed out in October.
Wait, he's eligible, right?
Sure is.
I felt like y'all just signed him a couple of years ago.
We did.
And he's an all-star.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all screwed.
Well, not for me. I'll tell you exactly what my decision is.
What's your decision?
You can wait, young boy wonder. You've been shooting like 24% from three for a month and a half now.
Oh, so now.
Glad you showed up for the 3-point contest.
Wait.
Where's it been in a game?
Blair, let me holler at you for a sec.
What up, Leroy?
Take a step back. Vlad.
What's up, man?
Now he cares about production.
What does that even mean? Now because I care about production?
Saying, wait. I've said the same thing about Jimmy,
dude,
and his production.
Leroy, I got to tell you, dude. This is why you're Peter Pan with his argument. How can you, in good conscience, dude, how can you compare Jimmy Butler to Tyler Hero in production?
I'm not.
How can you do that?
I'm not.
Then what are you doing? It's a ridiculous argument, dude. He's been a one-half player when he's healthy his entire career.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question. With Jimmy not playing as much as he has played, you know, the last couple of years.
You know, Tyler's been less available.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then his contract, he wanted an extension.
Mm-hmm.
Why you didn't say, hold up, show us that you're going to play more than 65 games?
The Heat did. You want to know why? Because Jimmy Butler had proven himself to be a player that can actually make an impact on winning. When Tyler Hero
That's three years ago, Leroy.
Like, so it's every year if it's not, if his MCL doesn't take a blast in the play-in with Kelly Oubre falling on it.
No, I'm not saying that.
No. I would like to know.
How far back? Wait, my question to you is with a mid-30s player, how far can you go back and that counts?
I would say 2 years is fine for me.
Okay.
But what do I know? I mean, his team only has the best record since he's arrived in Golden State. But, you know. We'll take a break. Panthers, they're not making us feel any better. Back after this.
Grow up, Peter Pan.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. It's that time of the show where we got to get to our road to repeat here, ladies and gentlemen. Brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink. Ow!
Your Florida Panthers.
Yeah, Florida Panthers, man. Yeesh.
Vlad, you missing out.
Hey, man, we got player vibes? Hold on.
Fire.
We got player vibes.
That's not how it's said, dude.
What is it? How's it said?
Flyer.
Nah, man, I'm saying it's player vibes, baby.
Hey, check this out. Vlad, when you have one, you're going to immediately think this. I need some rum.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it tastes just like pina colada. It really does.
Ooh.
Panthers lose twice this weekend. Once again, falling apart in the third period.
What the? They gave up 3 goals and 4 goals. What is going on here?
I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Paul Maurice will fix it.
Paul Maurice, this is what he had to say on where the Cats are at right now. As they're coming back home. And then they're going to go back out on the road. They got Columbus on Thursday. So they played in New York, second night of a back-to-back. They lose 4-2 to the Islanders. They were up 2-0. Once again, fell apart in the third period. And that was after they lost to the Canadiens 3-1. So after the one game that they won was, you know, the big one against Toronto, but you know, the Cats are dealing with a lot of injuries right now. Aaron Ekblad is gone. And, you know, the numbers with Seth Jones have not been fantastic thus far.
He's getting used to his new teammates.
All right. Hey, maybe you're right. I'm just like, he did have that one awesome play.
Yeah, I was saying last week you were going crazy for him.
I'm just telling you. Listen, I'm not ripping Seth Jones. I just want to be like, but the hockey heads told you.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not ripping Seth Jones, dude. I would never do that. All right? I'm just letting you know. The hockey heads are telling you. The puck heads are already in Chicago. They're moonwalking saying, we won that trade. We got our goalie of the future. They took a washed player who's going to make a lot of money. I'm just letting you know that's what they're saying. I think he's going to show up when it matters because when it mattered one of the plays of the game. So I'm not worried about it. I'm just letting you know the hockey heads out there are already saying,
"Hey,
Zito might have gotten fleeced."
Here you go again.
I'm just saying, don't kill the messenger.
Zito was a magician. the best.
Don't kill the messenger.
You realize
it was all good a week ago.
I'm just telling you, dude.
Tell me.
Look, when Ekblad comes back, it'll be different.
82 games a year.
Yes.
They've lost two.
Three out of four
in an 82-game season.
Yep.
And you've already jumped ship on him.
I haven't jumped ship on Seth Jones. I'm telling you.
The fact that you're putting it on somebody else means you thinking it.
This is Scott Powers. He writes.
You don't even know who that is.
Oh, it could have been Austin Powers.
Yeah. Hey, Vlad, I love the way when he wants to make a point about what people are saying or how he feels, he pulls up rando guy on Twitter. Rando.
I'm just letting you know, dude.
When was the last time you mentioned this guy's name?
I've never heard of him before until
now. And now you using him?
I'm just letting you know.
Now you using
him? We're just getting some early returns on the trade. And people were worried that you gave up a Spencer Knight, a young goalie of the future. No, I'm not worried about it because you got Bob. Like, you got to play for now.
When they did it, you said Zito's about winning now.
He is about winning now. But here's the thing with about winning now. Just like the Terry Rozier trade. You better produce now. I'm just saying with Seth Jones, I need you now. There's no Ekblad. Anyway.
That's his fault?
Is it his fault? It's not his fault. They're giving up a lot of goals.
No, is it his fault that Ekblad is not there?
Oh, that he's juicing to the gills? No, that's not his fault.
Now, my question to you is, and I've said this earlier, what if they knew Ekblad was going to get suspended and that was the best deal that they could make?
I don't know.
To try to.
They might have.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, they might have. Can't rule it out. Yeah.
They know first.
Here was the
player in the. Because they make the announcement and then you get a chance to appeal before it goes public, I think. I think that's how it goes.
Here was Paul Maurice after last night's loss.
No, it's good for us right now. I think this is a certain amount of humbling that you want to have happen before you go into the playoffs. We've still got some work to do to get there. We're losing bodies, and I think that's going to be the trend. But we've still got four sets of back-to-backs, and all the teams we play are rested. So everybody's fighting for their lives right now. It's a grinder to the finish, so we want to make sure we feel confident in what we're doing. Put some pretty strong periods in the last week. We just have had results that we don't care for.
I do like him after a loss. That guy knows not only the cat schedule, he knows everybody else's schedule.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
when you got four more back-to-backs and you're looking at all the teams you play on the second night getting a fresh, you know, start, yeah.
Cats will be back at it on Thursday against Columbus.
I think they have a lot of those back-to-backs because all of the other stuff they have to do. Like, go see the president, like they went up to. So, all these are scheduled
Finland.
Before the season.
Yeah, and they went right? to Finland, so, yeah.
Right, they went to Finland, they did all this stuff. So, when you get back into the States, your schedule is kind of more condensed than everybody else's because you've done all these other things.
I mean, you always go visit the president. Whenever the champion goes to Washington, they go visit the president. I don't think that changes the schedule too much.
What about Finland?
I don't know about Finland.
Right.
I don't know.
I just think, like, relax. You'll be all right. Like, everybody talking about Seth Jones. He's been here for a week.
I understand.
Okay. And
Toby's microwave. He needs instant gratification, baby.
He had a great play against the biggest game of the stretch. They won.
Great play? Isn't the game 60 minutes?
No, but, dude, it was like the play of the game he made.
Okay.
He made the play of the game.
All right.
He did.
Got to tell
when
you.
He set up that Sam Benicol, he saved the possession to get to the Sam Benicol. That was a huge play.
I get it, but like, there's a reason why they traded for him because he does that a lot. So let's just give him more than 2 weeks.
Well, sir, because he never collapsed in the third period, and now they're regular.
Why are we putting all that on Seth Jones?
I'm not putting it all.
They only play a minute and a half a shift.
He was -3 yesterday.
So that means he gave up 3 goals?
While he was on the ice.
While he was on the ice?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't he a defenseman?
Yes.
Isn't he like right by the goalie?
Nothing gets by you.
Wow. You know, let me tell you something. Far be it from me to ask you a damn hockey question.
What?
But I got to tell you,
mm-hmm.
I don't like your tone right now. Your teams are losing.
Why are you being so defensive about Seth Jones?
Oh, because he's intangible?
Oh, wait. Because he's hockey intangible?
I'm just asking.
That's not why. That's not why.
All right, I'm just saying.
He just got here.
I know he did. It's only been, what, six games?
You're already putting all of the Panthers' problems on him.
I'm not putting it you all put it, on him.
Yeah, man, you're putting a stain on
yes,
the man's
are.
Name, man.
Well,
you're
yes,
putting
you
a stain
have.
On
listen,
his jacket.
I touched a nerve.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
You have, including you pulled the old rabbit out of your hat, which you always do. People. Who are people? People.
You Scott Powers.
Pulled the name out of the air.
Scott Powers. He writes.
You know he did hockey before now?
No. I just Googled. I just Twitter searched Seth Jones. It says the Florida Panthers have been outscored 6-1 when Seth Jones is on the ice in a 5-on-5 in his first seven games. He has a 41.61 expected goals percentage. I don't know what that means.
Right.
But it doesn't sound good.
You translated it into, oh, Seth is sucking right now.
Well, yeah. Somebody says, little too early to start patting the Blackhawks GM on the back. Stats are stats. The only question is, when the Panthers are playing for the cup, will you post this take? He says, I don't know if it was a take. Just noticed that he hadn't had a great start to the first seven games.
Yeah.
He's just throwing it out there.
I can imagine. I can think, well, how smoothly do you think it is going to go?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is different hockey. Ooh. Seth Jones equals Terry Rozier, huh? Mm. That's what you're doing?
I didn't do that.
Somebody said, I never defended Lomberg like this. Didn't have to.
It's quite interesting and quite was spelled Q-W-I-H-I-T-E. Very, I like that. Gotta give Schmeathen credit. That's very good.
I'll tell you one thing. No matter what, no matter who's on the ice, the person who always help you with the best dry cleaning in all of South Florida is our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. The owners are. That's our boy, right? How many of you guys sick of not getting that direct care, that bad customer service? You're talking to a robot. You're talking to AI. You don't know what you're dealing with here. That's never the case with A&T Dry Cleaners, Leroy. You could call or text Ara anytime, and he's going to respond to you. That's the kind of direct care you get with A&T Dry Cleaners.
That's right, Tobin. They've been in business for 40 years. It's family-owned, and they even do same-day sewing, pick up and drop off. They serve all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beaches. Whatever alterations you need. Whatever you need. You need some pants taken in. You need some pants letting out. Your kids are growing. You got school dances come up, family reunions. They'll take care of you. They make you look nice.
Yeah.
And if you mention Tobin and Leroy, you'll get 25% off your offer.
25% off your
order. 25%.
25% off your order.
Please give Ara a call because guess what? First of all, you need to know how much it's going to cost. He'll give you a quote. He'll let you know. Call him at 954-610-9383, or you can text him. You need to know how much it's going to cost, how long it's going to take. You can't get a whole bunch of alterations and think you're going to drop it off in the morning and get it for your dance. Plan early, folks. Plan. But give our guy a call. He'll take care of you. Again, the number is 954-610-9383. Once you use A&T Dry Cleaners, you'll never launder your own clothes again.